Yes, indeed, and we are quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do welcome you to our delicious rampage that is all about creating and having cash dollars. And this is where we begin. There is within me a very powerful desire to live an abundant life. And while each day it is becoming clearer and clearer to me that this is already well underway and has in fact always been the case, even when I was gathering evidence to the contrary, I still have an increasing desire to live an abundant life. Now, there are an infinite number of experiences, situations, relationships, objects, ways of seeing things, perspectives and perceptions that I have all laid out in front of me that are pointing to my already existing abundant life. And I feel the richness of it. I really do feel the richness of my amazing life. And the contrast of my experience, the blessed, delicious, amazing, and powerful contrast of my experience, points me back right now to one very specific topic. Something that I have tried to ignore in the past, something that I have tried to bargain with, something that I have tried to make deals with, something that I have pushed over to the side and said, you know, that's not really important, or even better, that's not really spiritual. It's not a big deal, I've said. It's not that important, I've said. Now, to whom was I speaking? Just to myself. But the truth is, the contrast of my life keeps coming back to the same topic again and again and again and again. And like in the old commercial, I've tried scrubbing it out, I've tried doing anything and everything, including shouting it out, and nothing has gotten rid of this contrast. It keeps happening over and over and over again. So I'm finally getting the message. I'm finally getting what it is that the contrast is trying to help me with. And that is to do one very simple thing, to create cash dollars for me to have. Period. Why? I don't care about anymore. It's no longer relevant. What it's for? Well, that's obvious. To spend, to have, to invest, to do with as I want. But primarily for me, to spend and to have. I do like having cash dollars in my pocket as I'm walking around. I do like having cash dollars in my bank accounts. I do like being paid for what it is that I'm selling. I do like being paid for the work that I'm offering. And all of these things happen. They're already existent. They are not something that are completely new, different, strange, weird, or odd. It's the quantity that I'm interested in here. I have plenty of cash dollars right now. For everything that I'm wanting today, for all of the things that I'm focused in on, I have plenty of cash dollars, but yet still contrast arises. I've gotten very good at making peace in a sort of truce-like way with the presence of cash dollars in my life, to where I can say, I have enough. I have plenty. And that feels really, really good. And there was a long, long, long period of time when I thought, this is the place I want to get to. I want to get to where I can say, oh, there's plenty. There's plenty, there's plenty, there's plenty. Well, I'm there. I'm here. That's the way it is. Right now, there is plenty. and I want more. Now, the interesting thing here is that my desire for more is not painful. That's what I was always afraid of. That I would just be this all-consuming, I've got to have more cash dollars machine, like some sort of Godzilla or giant robot on the rampage. But that's actually not what is happening here at all. What's happening here is my awareness of all the times in which I've made deals with myself. And I have basically said, there's probably not really enough for me to have as much as I want. So I will be okay with this portion, with this bit. In other words, I've never really given myself the opportunity to freely fly with what really has always been rising up within me. And today that changes. Today that's done. Today I'm standing here, right where it is that I want to be, having more and more and more of what it is that I know is mine because of my imagination. Because I can go into my imagination, I can go into my vibrational reality, and I can see the piles and piles of not just cash dollars, but euros and pounds and gold and silver and all sorts of things that I have just casually imagined and thought, wouldn't it be nice if I had a big stack of 500 euro notes? Or wouldn't it be really nice if I had a whole bunch of gold coins? Not because I really had a lot of attachment to them or because I thought they were necessary, but just I was thinking, you know, it would be nice to have a big stack of that or to have bank accounts full of dollars and pounds and euro. And it would be, and it will be, and it is. And that's what I'm here to stand up for today. I'm here to stand up for my casual desires, for just my sort of ramblings. Wouldn't it be nice? Because I'm here to stand for the truth that there is an infinite supply to all desire, and that the supply of desire is actually a beneficial thing. It's the negotiation with desire that is painful and difficult. This feels very liberating to me. This is very freeing, because one of the things that I know will happen is that I will have what I'm wanting, and the other thing that I know will happen is that it will be a powerful invitation to the people around me for them to have what they want as well, and that I am very, 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 very delighted about. Because I really do want everyone to have everything that they want. And not everyone wants what I want. In fact, no one wants specifically what I want. And that's perfect and wonderful. Because the diversity of that experience is something I always enjoy. This person loves this. This person loves that. These people over here like crab and seafood, which I could not possibly ever want to touch. And these people over here like plates and plates of vegetables, which is wonderful. But sometimes I like a little meat to my vegetable. I want more cash dollars. And I have now, by virtue of my statement, of my affirmation, of my assertion, more and more and more and more cash dollars than I really ever thought would be possible to have. I have had that experience many times with many situations where I exceeded what I thought was the limit of my imagination, thinking that this was as far as it was going to get and no further, because that's as far as I could imagine, not counting on the fact that evolution is occurring simultaneous to my experience. And so as I'm evolving, my expansion and my ability to have what I'm wanting keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger as well. And imagination actually was keeping pace with evolution even when I wasn't paying attention. So that was really good. And so I have walked into rooms that I thought, this is more beautiful than I ever thought would be possible. I have sat down and had conversations with people and have walked away thinking, that was the most amazing thing I have ever experienced and was far beyond my imagining, but was a perfect vibrational match to my desire. I have sat down and had meals that I thought were not going to be much of anything and stood up from the table and thought, not only was that the most delicious food I've ever eaten, I feel better now that I've eaten than I did when I started. I have walked down garden paths and seen butterflies and bees cavorting with flowers, and walked then into the woods beyond and thought, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I've never felt as energized and relaxed simultaneously as I did walking through those flowers, watching all of that happening and all of that unfolding under this amazing golden sun and bright blue sky. And I stand here today on behalf of myself, for myself, standing up for my own powerful expansion, and saying this: I have more money than I ever thought I would have. And it's a continuously amazing thing, because I haven't just walked down one of those garden paths. That's happened many times. I haven't just come over the hill and seen a vista and thought, I didn't think I could see anything more beautiful than I've seen already, and here I'm seeing something even more beautiful. I've had conversation after conversation after conversation after conversation with amazing, wondrously powerful, amazingly perfect, right-in-the-moment kinds of relationships, whether they had been going on for years or they were just the first time we'd ever met. These happen again and again and again. I'm constantly amazed at how the synchronicity of my life is always working out in astonishing ways. It's just amazing. I have now brought money, cash, dollars into the fold. Instead of keeping it out and making it sort of the red-headed stepchild of my physical experience, I'm now bringing cash dollars into the fold, along with astonishing relationships, amazing meals, stunning vistas, beautiful walks through gardens, perfect timing, on and on and on and on. It's now part and parcel of my amazing, magical, abundant life. I have more and more and more money than I ever thought I would ever have. I'm no longer worried about my ability to make it happen, because all of the things that I can see in my abundant life that make it so rich and so delicious and so wondrous, all of these things have actually always been so much more than what I could have ever done. There's no way I could have ever planned out and made happen so many of the magical things that have happened in my life. So today, I take another step forward into remembering the fullness, the majesty, the deliciousness of who I really am. And of course, one of the amazing parts of this is that I see other people doing and having and emerging into the same thing. Of course, I'm gathering evidence and seeing not only how it is true in my own life, but how it is true with so many other people that I know. And it's not that I'm dependent upon them running neck and neck with me. It's that I am delighting in any bit or piece of evidence that I see that is like this. It's my natural state. It's my personality. It's inherent in me to be brightly and wildly optimistic, to take anything at all and turn it upside down and inside out and say, this is magical. This is powerful. This is delicious. And I do that now with cash dollars. I have more and more money than I ever thought I would ever have. And I'm constantly surprised and constantly amazed at how big that number is, because it's bigger than I ever thought it would be, but it keeps getting larger. My imagination and evolution are keeping pace with each other, and meanwhile, I'm just going downstream with it all, enjoying the heck out of it. Just checking in from time to time with amazement that is unique and perfect for that moment, thinking, wow, this really is. Just keep getting better and better and better and better. So today, this amazing, magnificent, wonderful day that I have arrived in, that is so beautiful and so powerful, that is here because I have called it, because I decided to be here in it, this amazing, magical day is now bringing me evidence in spades, by the barrelful, by the bucketful, by the wheelbarrowful, evidence of how I have more and more and more money than I ever thought I would ever have. My appreciation for all of this is boundless. My sense of amazement and just simple, really, truly, deeply powerful awe really knows no, it's off the scale. I'm just sitting here thinking, I never thought it would get as good as this. I never thought I could think thoughts like this, that are so expansive and yet feel so true and so real to me, that are so grounded in the obvious next thing, that it's very clear to me, oh yes, it's just a matter of time before the next and the next and the next and the next and the next. So, I'm enjoying the heck out of this experience. I am running and running and running with delight and joy. And it feels really good to have more and more and more and more money than I ever thought would ever be possible. To know that my imagination is keeping pace with evolution, that I'm rolling downhill in a way that is just delicious, that the downstream flow is carrying me in amazing ways, that the synchronicity of all of these things is off the charts, that I know exactly what to do at exactly the right time in exactly the right way, and that it is simple and obvious and direct, and that I'm realizing my favorite thing, and that is that the efficiency of each moment, the fact that I always know what to do at exactly the right time in exactly the right way, is now proving itself again and again and again in ways that really I can't help but say I never thought would be like this. They're much more, much better, much more delicious than anything I thought was possible. And now that I know this, oh, I can't wait to see what's next.